Rounding the Mark by Andrea Camilleri, translated by Stephen Sartorelli and read by Mark Meadows. The truth of the matter was that Montalbano's malaise had set in a while back, when the television had first shown the Prime Minister strolling up and down the narrow streets of Genoa, tidying the flower boxes and ordering the inhabitants to remove the underwear hung out to dry on balconies and windowsills, while his interior minister was adopting security measures more suited for an imminent civil war than for a meeting of heads of state, setting up wire fences to block access to certain streets, soldering shut the manholes, sealing the country's borders, closing certain railway stations, establishing boat patrols at sea, and even installing a battery of missiles. This was such an excessive display of defence, thought the inspector, that it became a kind of provocation. Then what happened, happened. One of the demonstrators got killed, of course, but perhaps the worst of it was that certain police units had thought it best to fire tear gas at the most peaceable demonstrators, leaving the most violent ones, the so-called Black Bloc, free to do as they pleased. Then came the ugly episode at the Diaz school, which resembled not so much a police operation as a wicked and violent abuse of power with the sole purpose of venting a repressed lust for revenge. 3 days after the G8, as polemics raged all over Italy, Montalbano had arrived late to work. No sooner had he pulled up in his car and got out than he'd noticed two painters whitewashing one of the walls outside the station.
"Ah, Chief, Chief!" cried Cattarella, seeing him come in. "They wrote us some nasty things last night."
Montalbano didn't immediately understand. "Who wrote to us?"
"I don't personally know them that writ them."
What the hell was Cattarella talking about? Was it anonymous?
"No, Chief, it wasn't anonymous. It was on a wall outside. And that was why Fazio, first thing this morning, called for the painters to come and cover it up."
At last the inspector understood why the two painters were there. "What did they write on the wall?" Cattarella turned beetroot red and attempted an evasion.
"They wrote some bad words with black spray paint."
"Yeah? Like what?"
"Sleazeball cops,"
replied Cattarella, keeping his eyes lowered. "Is that all?"
"No, sir. They also wrote murderers. Sleazeballs and murderers."
"Why are you taking it so hard, Cat?" Cattarella looked like he was about to burst into tears.
"'Cause nobody in here's no sleazeball or murderer, starting with you, sir, and ending with me, the smallest wheel on the cart."
By way of consolation, Montalbano patted Cattarella's shoulder and headed towards his office. Cattarella called him back.
"Oh, Chief, I almost forgot. They also wrote goddamn cuckolds."
Imagine ever finding any obscene graffiti in Sicily without the word cuckold in it. The word was a guarantee of authenticity, a classic expression of so-called Sicilitude.